Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear some of the greatest voices in recorded history performing spirituals in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll begin with the voice of Roland Hayes, a son of a slave who in the 1930s brought a special level of commitment to his recordings of spirituals.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? said a mumbling word. Wasn't it a pity and a shame? And he never said a mumbling word. Oh, not a word, not a word, not a word. They nailed him to the tree, and he never said a mumbling word. They nailed him to the tree, and he never said a mumbling word. Oh, not a word, not a word, not a word. They pierced him in the side, in the side, in the side. They pierced him in the side, in the side, in the side. The blood came a twinkling down, and he never said a mumbling word. The blood came a twinkling down, and he never said a mumbling word. Oh, not a word, not a word, not a word. He bowed his head and died, and he never said a mumbling word. He bowed his head and died, said a mumbling word. Oh, not a word, not a word, not a word.
After Roland Hayes, it was Marian Anderson who brought a knowing kind of dedication to her recordings of spirituals.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together.
See you.
You're listening to the Martin Luther King Jr. Day edition of Singing in Other Sins. Marian Anderson's dignity in her performance of everything she sang was an inspiration that never subsided. The next expert of the spiritual was certainly Paul Robeson. When he sings, "There is a balm in Gilead," it's as if he's hearing it from another source and bringing it to the listener for the first time.
Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. And then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. If you can preach like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, go home and tell your neighbor he died to save us all. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. To heal the sin-sick soul.
When I hear Robeson sing, I feel there's really no low note too low for him to reach. After these important black singers, the floodgates opened and we were blessed with many great personalities. One of the most beloved is Leontine Price. When you hear her sincerity in "I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free," you know she set the standard for how operatic voices could sing a spiritual. And at the other end of the spectrum, listen to her sheer joy in "Ride On, King Jesus," and notice her utter abandon at the very end.
That I could share the love
I laugh with joy and amazement at Leontine Price's final shouts of right on. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and the Martin Luther King Jr. edition, with spirituals sung by the best singers I could locate. As I said, after Price, the number of great singers of spiritual just overwhelms. There are three black sopranos who left the States and Prejudice to make their lives and careers in Europe. They didn't forget their heritage. We'll begin with Grace Bunbury, then Roberta Alexander, and end with Barbara Hendricks singing a cappella.
Just sing.
three wonderful singers, Grace Bunbury, Roberta Alexander, and Barbara Hendricks. The number of sopranos sometimes can obscure the fine males. Listen to the pure sound that Vincent Cole brings to his spirituals.
Give me Jesus.
The same clear and vivid sound that we heard in Vincent Cole's recordings is found in Kathleen Battle's 1984 Salzburg Festival performance.
King Jesus lit a candle by the water side to see the little children when they truly baptized. On or on or on to the dying land.
You're listening to the Martin Luther King Jr. edition of Singing in Other Sins. We just heard Kathleen Battle, and we'll hear her again in a bit, but first her contemporary, Jesse Norman, in a live performance with a very enthusiastic European audience in 1987. And if you think her ending of Great Day is fabulous, wait till you hear what she does at the end of He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
It's
You want to stand up and join the audience in celebrating such a talent as Jesse Norman's. I promised you'd hear Kathy Battle again, and here she joins Jesse Norman in a light-hearted banter and gossip.
Well, I met my sister the other day. I gave her my right hand. But just as soon as ever my back was turned, she scandalized my name. Now, do you call that a sister?
No, no.
Do you call that a sister?
No, no.
Do you call that a sister?
No, no.
She scandalized my name.
Well. Let me tell you. Give her my right hand.
Go on.
But just as soon as ever my back was turned, she scandalized my name. Now do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
Well, do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
Well, do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
She scandalized my name.
Wait a minute, let me tell you. I met my deacon.
No.
The other day, I gave him my right hand. Mm. But just as soon as ever my back was turned,
he scandalized your name.
Now, do you call that a deacon?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you call that a deacon?
No, no.
Do you call that a deacon? My name.
You'll never believe it. But I met my preacher the other day. Give him my right hand. But just as soon as ever my back was turned,
truly,
he scandalized my name.
Oh.
Now do you call that a preacher? Well, do you call that a preacher?
No, no.
Well, do you call that religion?
No, no.
Another live performance which seems to bring out the fun in both Kathleen Battle and Jesse Norman, not to mention the audience. On this Martin Luther King Jr. edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing the best performances of spirituals that I could find. There's another soprano who brings real devotion to her performance of O Glory, and this is Denise Graves.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Martin Luther King Jr. Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, please join me for a celebration of Mozart's birthday with a sampling of his wonderful Lieder. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.